The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday. Is this already the 11th? No, that can't be right. 3rd of March. Whoa, 31st. Oh, that's right. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day. Yesterday, I replayed Rick Adams' show when he subbed for me a couple of weeks ago. And there is no better tribute that I could have come up with than to let Rick speak to you, well, from the happy place. Shuffled off the mortal coil. And in his own words, the guy's going to be missed, that's for sure. Doing radio for 26-plus years, people love the guy. And thank you for the emails, and a lot of people are sending cards and words of sympathy, and we appreciate that very much. A lot of people appreciated Rick Adams, at any rate. Do I have the mystery guest today?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
You know, you generally tell me, give me a half hour's notice. How much notice did I give you today?
No, I asked you this time to give me 24 hours notice. Instead, I got 24 seconds notice.
When did you ask for 24 hours?
The last time I talked to you, I said, just do me a favor, give me a 24-hour notice. Listen to me, audience. I really do, and all due respect, love this guy. I really do. We are so much alike in so many different ways. It's actually insane. And he knows for a fact Roger's not going to say no.
Well, I know that you are dedicated. I know that your mug is glued to a computer screen more hours than I'm sure you would care to admit. And this project, this has consumed your life for the last 12 years. And I want people to understand who Roger Landry is. You've heard this thing about, well, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get up. Now, that sounds okay, and, you know, in what context, and what are you referring to, and all that. And it's one of those cliches that says something, but, you know, what the hell are you talking about? Okay, yeah, I've had some bad times, and I pulled myself up by my bootstraps, and, you know, what was my option? But with you, with this project that is quickly coming to a close, it's coming to a finishing close, you not only got knocked down once, you got knocked down twice after years of work. And we won't go into the sordid details of how you got fouled on this stuff. But finally, on the third attempt, and I will say third time's a charm, you got knocked down a second time, you got back up, and we're literally days from the project being completed. Now, what project am I talking about? I can't tell you about it. Right, right, Raj?
Absolutely right. And every detail he's just given you is absolutely right. But there's two kinds of people in this world, okay? Everybody seems to think that, and again, when you do 12 years of sitting at home, literally glued to the internet, writing articles, doing shows, the whole nine yards for 12 years, building the Liberty Beacon Project, websites across the planet. Yeah, if you spend that much time literally trying to find out what's going on and eradicating some programmed ignorance, there are going to be people out there who are going to say, you're just too lazy to work. There's nothing else you can do. Let me explain something to you. You all know what I did for a living. Me getting a job wouldn't be hard. I could get a job just about anywhere. I could walk into Walmart tomorrow and start pushing carts. This is not about money. If it was about money, I wouldn't be supporting this project out of my Social Security. Absolute fact. What is this about?
Yeah.
John, what is it about?
I don't. If you're leaving that up to me.
Well, you've done it for how many years?
Oh, you're talking about putting the time in. I thought you were telling me, go ahead and explain what we're doing.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm glad I clarified that.
You are an example of staying power. It hasn't always been a rosy road for you either.
Holy mackerel.
But the point here is, John made a very good point, all right? I didn't come here for money. If I came here for money, I would have been gone 6 months after I started.
You and I both, brother. You and I both. I had visions when I was a younger man to have nice retirement nest egg and go around and travel the world and see places I haven't seen and end up on a nice black sand beach in Hawaii sipping those little umbrella drinks. That ain't the way it turned out.
No.
I looked at this process as we're in trouble. And I kind of took it from a military standpoint that when I was in the military, I took my oath seriously to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, to be ever vigilant. And, you know, not to do the weekend warrior thing for, you know, once a month or whatever, you know, you go play war. No. And I was not a lifer. I did not enjoy the service that much. But I took the oath that I swore to my country very seriously. And, Roger, I just looked at these last 31, 32 years as being an extension to that oath I took as a young man. Our country is in serious trouble.
Not only is it in serious trouble, but what you are finding out is that you're not the only person in the United States who thinks that way. There are a lot of people, and we're meeting more and more of them every single day. And you're talking about if you get beat up or if you trip and fall, getting back up, dust yourself off, and attack it even harder. And when I say attack it, I mean the project. Absolutely has to be, because, look, it's you and me. We're normal people. Well, I don't know if we're normal, but we're people, okay? We're fighting people who literally can muster any and all of the resources on this planet at the snap of a finger. I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating at all. And you have people like John and I who get up every morning, put on the boxing gloves, turn on the computer or the radio, and we say, all right, what round is it? Ding, ding. Why? Because this is what we promised everybody we were going to do. And if we were charlatans or liars, we wouldn't have been here for 40 years in John's case and 12 years in my case. And remember, I came from the military-industrial complex. That's what I did for a living.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. There have been a lot of, you've heard the term sunshine patriots. You know, when it doesn't cost much. And it's not that scary, I'll be right behind you. Well, a lot of people I've met in my life, the ones that told me, hey, I'm right behind you. And I turn around and look, and they're way, way, way behind me. You know, because what do they do? Roger, if you and I entertained fear, would you or I be here talking right now?
No. Absolutely not. And I've got to tell you something else, okay? True leadership is, that's another thing that's been so disproportionate, something that has been so taken out of whack, all right? The sign of a true leader is those that they choose to stand beside them, not behind them. Leader doesn't mean I'm always right. You stand behind me. If I flinch, you react. Bull crap. Nothing gets done that way without Hitler or whoever you want to put at the top stating that it can be done. No, true leadership is in finding the people who can stand beside you in accomplishment, not behind you. And far too many people have lost sight of that today.
Yeah. Well, and it's, I'll be patriotic today and the rest of the 6 days of the week, you know, I'll take it off. No, look, we are... And I've said this
I've said this before. You're not due here until tomorrow. The hell are you doing here now? Oh, well, he's got a mask pulled over his eyes. John Moore just walked in. My morning host. The hell are you doing here? You're early, no kid. Or either that or I'm late. One of the two. Okay.
Okay, do I get sick?
You get, yeah. Yeah. Well, and look, I'm... Roger, I'm finding myself... I'm finding myself less and less patient, and I've got to be careful with this because new people are coming in all the time.
Yep.
And I've even made this statement on air, and I've got to check myself sometimes. And sometimes I feel really badly when I get somebody that calls in that they're expressing this terror and this fear, and they don't know whether to crap go blind, wind their wristwatch, or go shoot themselves. And I've got to keep in mind, the fear thing, this is the tool of the globalists, the New World Order, to put that fear in your heart, to freeze you into inaction, you know, the old deer in the headlight. And I know their tactics, and I don't want people to bend to that. And I have been, how should we say, a little owly with them. And I've been less patient, and I've really got, because we're getting ready to do something that there's going to be a load of people that are going to end up on our doorstep that are not going to know what time it is, let alone what day it is.
And this is what we do.
And this is
what we do.
And this is what we do.
Stop and consider, of all you just said, there's a lot of wisdom in that. People need to just pick it apart just a little bit. Okay? We're looking at something that is literally a global drive. We're looking at something that we're being beat up, all of humanity, with a club that doesn't exist,
yeah,
or they can't even prove exists.
Exactly.
Okay? We are losing our ability to be American. No, I'm not talking about we're losing our ability to live in what we called America. I'm talking about we're losing our ability to be American, because in my eyes, American means that you and I run this country, not the oligarchs that are stuffing it down our throat, and far too many of us have accepted that. That's the challenge now. It's not so much to beat the oligarchy as it is to eradicate this programmed ignorance so we can get the troops back on our side,
yep,
where they actually would want to be if they knew reality.
And Roger, the key to this is to hang on to as much as this country as we possibly can. This,
yes,
is going to take a little time to put back together.
Yes.
And you know my position on this. It's been my position for over 30 years. When I looked at a problem, pretty much like you assessed problems in what you used to do with nuclear reactors,
yep,
and God knows what else, you have to take a look at a situation and determine the probable cause, because if you don't, you can't ever affect repair, can you?
Well, you can affect repair, but it won't be very long lasting if you haven't solved what caused that.
Exactly.
In the first place. You're right.
Exactly. And starting out on this lifelong journey, I walked around this thing, I kicked the tires, looked at it again, and looked under the hood, and I discovered right from the start what the major problem is, and that led me to this is their power base. I am talking about the globalist money junkies, the gangster banksters of how they have maintained control, they have fueled what they have done, and this is what this has always been about. It has been about control. So what's the best way to do it? Well, the money angle, that was most important to them. This is how they were making their ill-gotten trillions off of, yeah, we'll give you a little bit of money, and then you got to pay interest. Oh, I do? Yeah. A lot of people in this country still don't understand how banks work, and it's unconstitutional. You know, I mean, you know, here's one of these things, Roger, that I look at, it never should have been done in the first place, and over 100 years, they should have pulled the plug on and reversed the effects of it, and let's get on with it. But here's the deal. The only thing we need to do, we're doing our job here, we're recruiting other people to be the messengers of truth. Have you seen enough? Have you had enough thrown at you? And I don't give a damn what your bailiwick was. There's enough now that 99% of the people in this country should be pissed off. The other 1% is brain dead or on their deathbed. I don't know which. But
there's something that most people don't understand, and it has a little bit of connection to what we're talking about, because it is probably the root of a lot of these issues. But how many people out there know how many people in Congress or in the Senate have a law degree? How many people out there know that a lot of them do?
Yeah.
How many of them out there know that it is unconstitutional for a lawyer to sit in Congress?
Oh, you mean the missing 13th Amendment that we discovered and we actually have hard copy proof of? You mean that?
But if you stop to consider all of this that's being pulled on us at this point, what is the best we can do? The best we can do is win. And how do you win in a situation like this? You have tools. Tools they don't want you to be aware of. I talked about, I think on the last show I did with you, that the United States is 50 sovereign nations.
Yep.
Each and every one of them has the right of nullification, meaning if any law made by the federal government exceeds either the federal or the state constitution, they can literally nullify it. It's not a huge uprising to get your state to back off from tyranny. It's a whole lot easier than it is doing it on a federal level, believe me. And if you start in one state, watch it spread. We have the power of nullification. We also have the power of recall. How many senators do we have to recall to take back the Senate? How many, you know, congressmen do we have to recall to take back Congress?
Well, you know, look, even the founders recognized as they were putting the documents together to structure a government in this country, they
knew there were going to be issues.
There was going to be issues, and there were going to be issues in the future. And they already knew that.
Yep.
You know, the infamous quote here, the famous quote, I should say, Ben Franklin, sir, what kind of government did you give us? Well, a republic, madam, if you can keep it.
He
wasn't joking.
Nope.
And this is, we have been lackadaisical. We've been inattentive. We've just chalked it up, oh, this is a bunch of fools and they're playing politics. Well, now you're seeing the politics directly affect you on so many different fronts. This has been brought to you, your head on a political platter.
And the tool. Let's stop and think about the tool, okay? If you consider that there have been several attempts already at bringing in global governance, and there was an oops in 2008 that wasn't supposed to happen. If you stop to consider that this right here, and you've heard me say this how many times, there is no global pandemic. Nobody can even show you proof of an isolated virus, but yet they're making vaccines. This is not a global pandemic. This is a global reset. This is about destroying the sovereignty of every nation on the planet and putting all of the go-to decisions in a communist slant Marxist slant corporatist group of people. Those are the people pulling that on you and I right now. Anybody out there who thinks that COVID-19 is a killer virus, show me the virus at all.
Yeah.
You can't. And if you can't show me something, how the hell, and I'm wrapping it up with this, John talked about fear. You cannot put an entire globe under power, under the power of a dictatorship with, I'm going to attack you, then I'm going to attack you. All you're going to have is fights and skirmishes all across the planet.
Yep.
You need the mechanism of fear, and that's what they use.
All right. I've got to take this break. I need to go kick John Moore in the shins right now.
Tell John
he's gone. Hello. He comes in, and then he leaves. What the hell was that?
You told him he was too early.
Then I really didn't see that. That didn't happen. Okay. I'm hallucinating over here, I guess. I don't know. Hang on. We'll break. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You know, Roger, I am encouraged more and more every day. And what I'm starting to see and the reaction of people in the right places on this reset, they may not know all of what's going on. They might not even have a clue, but at least they're standing up against some of the things that's being done. You know, the mask mandate and JoJo and all of his stupidity and everything else. Yeah, I am amazed. Yeah, go ahead.
I think the little boy may have pulled his finger out of the dam, and all hell is going to break loose. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm not to finish. There is a Scandinavian country, and right now, off the top, I think it's Norway. Pretty sure it's Norway. Has already decided to take their government to court for crimes against humanity and violations of the Nuremberg trial.
Mm-mm.
for enforcing a faux pandemic and literally destroying the lives of the citizens of the country.
Oh, here is a country that remained neutral in time of war. That you know, I'm sorry, Switzerland did. Norway was kind of
The Russians and the Germans were both.
By the way, here's an intelligence test for you.
What language do they speak in Norway?
Norwegian.
You know, last week I'm talking and a guy called in from Norway and he spoke pretty good English. He was understandable.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, what language do they speak in Norway? And I, for some reason, that leaked out of my head, and I remembered it later, but what language do they speak? You know, in America, what do they speak? They don't speak American.
English.
They speak English. So it kind of throws you a little bit, but yeah, be that as it may. I was just testing here. So
we don't speak English because we have screwed up the English language so badly. There's another word. It starts with a B-A-S, but I won't use that.
You think so? I don't think so.
I spent 6 years in Great Britain, and I can tell you right now, the English language over there, even the minor inflections are so different than what you see in America.
Well, okay, but all right.
Really?
Okay, so English came from England. Okay, I get that.
Yep.
But have you heard the different dialects? I mean, have you heard the people in Ireland and in Scotland? You can't understand a damn word they're saying.
What about the Australian?
Well,
what about the New Zealanders?
There's another group.
You're absolutely right.
New Zealanders, they're done. Just push that island further out there and just forget it.
Wait,
it's gone.
What happens is, out of isolation, especially in the early years, the colloquialisms come out in the speech.
Well,
and this is what you see.
But I know the countries that speak English. I know it's predominantly used by air traffic controllers worldwide because it's you know, kind of a common language. But, you know, our way of speaking English is better than what the English do, I think. it flows better. I mean, listen to Norwegian people speak or German people speak or even the French with the...
I am a Frenchman.
I know, and I won't hold that against you. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, we speak English here, but we have a couple of different dialects. You know, the people in Brooklyn, they talk differently than the people down in Texas do.
You think?
Yeah, yeah. But generally, we have taken that English language and we've made it more melodic, more expressive, I believe.
Well, I've got to tell you something. Grab a hold of that thought and put it in a place where you can incubate it and make it really, really big. Because this is exactly what you're looking at. You're looking at a global community. There are so many people out there, again, we're talking about programmed ignorance, that actually have been convinced that a global community will be so much better than the individual. Now, I will tell you that a global governance such as the United Nations, which only has the power to suggest, not the power to mandate in a vast majority of the cases, is fine by me. But if you tell me that I can't be an American because everybody has to be the same, and you can't be a Canadian because everything has to be the same, the first thing you give up is your individuality.
Yep.
Everything flows out from there.
Your culture, your everything.
And
you know, I've said this before, Raj, and I was dead serious when I said it. You know, I like diversity. I'm a very diverse person.
Absolutely.
If I go to Japan, I want to see the Japanese culture. If I go to Norway, I want to see the Norwegian culture. If I go to France, I want to see the French culture. If I go to Italy, I want to see the Italian. I would like to visit these countries and to see the way they do things. We all basically do it the same way, folks. We all eat and do that and put our pants on and do all that other stuff. We're all human beings, okay? But it's the culture that the globalists have trying to desperately to balkanize and turn
into
the entire planet into what? A Tower of Babel.
Vanilla.
Yeah. All right, let's take this break. And I want to talk to you about a story you put up, coronavirus from Winnipeg lab to Wuhan. If it's not that dangerous, then why do we call it a bioweapon? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
The other day, a caller called in about the Clinton body count, and somebody had sent me an email, and I posted it on republicbroadcasting.org. I had forgotten how many have fallen being in and around the Clintons. My God. You posted a story. Canadian Parliament erupts over cover-up of Chinese spies stealing coronavirus from a Winnipeg lab to Wuhan. Now, Roger, I'm a little confused here because we keep talking about the Corolla virus, and it's really not a deadly virus. It's flu. It's already morphed. This whole thing would have been over and done with the herd mentality, or I'm sorry, the herd resistance to any infectious disease. People get exposed to it. If they need treatment, then they receive treatment. If they don't, they fight it off because their body did what? It built antibodies to fight off the virus. But I'm getting a little bit confused here because this story says in March of 2019, in a mysterious event, a shipment of exceptionally virulent viruses from Canada's NML ended up in China. The event caused a major scandal with the biowarfare experts questioning why Canada was sending lethal viruses to China. Straighten me out on this. What lethality did they send to Wuhan? Because what the hell came out of Wuhan sure wasn't deadly. He must have muted us. Roger, you're muted.
And there you are. Times even intelligent people do stupid things. I've seen you do stupid things.
No, you muted because we were at commercial and you forgot to unmute before. Okay, go ahead.
Exactly right.
Go ahead.
Exactly right. So the point here is, I don't think you can believe anything that's being told. And again, that plays into the fear mechanism more than just about anything coming out of Canada, other than the fact that, why don't we put this story right beside yours? Why don't we put the story months ago where it was found out that the Canadians were training Chinese military in Canada? And we weren't supposed to know anything about that. And they were training Chinese military in Canada. Yes, they had Chinese military presence in Canada for training so that they could protect themselves against India, supposedly. If you stop and take a look at the outrage that went up when Canadians found out about that, and now we're talking about probably one of the, if not the only, level four lab in all of Canada, and one of the very few that exists in North America. I really don't think that things go out of there quite that easily and get shipped. I really don't think that you're going to take a level four virus and put it in the mail. I really don't think a lot of the things we're being fed happen, but does it feed into the narrative? We just got done saying that the CDC has admitted they can't show us the COVID-19. We also know that the Chinese say they can't show us the COVID-19. Well, if they can't show it to us, why didn't they take a picture of it in Canada? None of this stuff works. One and one doesn't make two anymore unless we step in.
Well, the situation is heating up in this country. JoJo is hard at work doing the bidding of Hillary and whoever is pulling her strings. You want to know the power behind the throne? Pull back that curtain. It ain't Toto. It's that little piano-legged wench, Hillary Clinton.
Well, she's also a puppet, because anybody who knows her well enough also knows that she has her health issues and everything. When you see her climbing up the stairs to get on her plane and the whole backside of her pants are covered with crap stains, you got to understand. And when she passes out, getting into a van in full view of all of the public, I mean, this lady here is not 100% either. Now, is she probably a little bit more in the bag than Joe? Yes. But anybody who doesn't think that Hillary's leash isn't every bit as tight as Joe Bob's or Kamala's, it absolutely is. Her and her husband have been two of the biggest puppets for two decades in this country.
I am.
That was a rant you started. Sorry.
Yeah. No. I got you. Well, we're having the fourth wave now. It's mutated. We've got maybe 30% of the population. Now, Roger, think about this. Millions of doses, millions and millions and millions of doses of vaccines were ordered, supposedly shipped, getting ready for the mass inoculation of America to keep them safe. And only actual number is 29% of the people, only 29%, I say only, because it's been an effective propaganda job. They got everybody scared to death.
Yep.
29% only has been vaccinated. And I don't look for those numbers to climb that much higher.
Oh, they will. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay? And I don't think it's going to be over 50%, but they will climb higher. And this is why. Joe Biden is already telling his people to put out certain things. And I'm sure it's not coming from Joe, but he's the one telling them. And those certain things are this. He's talking about another $2,000 stimulus check, and then $1,000 a month for every month after that you behave like good little doobies. So if people understand that they're going to get their $1,400 now, probably another $2,000 if he gets his way, and then $1,000 a month guaranteed until all of this is done, that will be the kiss of death for America. because you will have enough people sitting back with free money doing nothing but playing every single freaking day till they reach a point where they understand all they have to do is be a good little doobie and this is the way they can live. I'm telling you right now, they are prepared to give you money until you are fully encapsulated in the new global corporatocracy.
Well, and are the strings attached with that money that you have to prove that you got a vaccine to keep receiving funds?
I don't know at this point. That wasn't mentioned. But can I tell you, if I had to guess on that, I'd say 98.9%. No, 98.95%. Yes, they will do that.
Well, and there's been some backtracking because out of the White House came statements of, maybe we need vaccine passports. That in order to travel out of the country, you've got to prove that you've gotten your inoculations and everything is copacetic. Well, they had to walk back on that one. But they're changing the health requirements for travelers now. It isn't bad enough that you've got to be felled up. You got to have your luggage rummaged through. Every assault that they can possibly do to you. And by the way, you got to wear the mask while you're at the airport behind all this plexiglass and the fondling and all this other crap. You know, I am sick and tired of bending knee to these clowns that don't. And one of the worst things that I've seen is finally, like, I was calling this guy an asshat, our illustrious governor here, Mr. Abbott. And he went on with this stuff for the COVID-19 stuff for way too long. Well, after the state got damaged, and I mean damaged, by this ice and snowstorm, I said on air, I said, I give the governor a week to 10 days, and you're going to see those restrictions being lifted, of which actually happened. But now we've got corporations setting policy for their retail outlets. By the way, I walked into the post office across the street not wearing a mask, and nobody said boo to me. But most companies are still telling customers, we're suggesting strongly that you wear a mask, or there's still some companies are saying they will not serve you unless you have a mask on. And we just had the governor tell us, we're lifting all that restriction stuff. Go back to work, go back to the restaurants, and do whatever. But no. It's the companies and the corporations. Now, Roger, the question for you is it the companies that are driving this fear now, or are they themselves responding to the fear?
No, they are part of the mechanism of fear. And I would have to say that when you talk like this, you're talking about Fortune 500 companies or those owned by Fortune 500 companies. You're not talking about the mom and pop shops. You're not talking about even the ones that have as many as a couple thousand employees if they only have one location and one branch. Okay, we're talking about corporate giants. What is happening right now, and you and I have gone over this endlessly, is we are moving into this corporatocracy. You people need to understand, when we talk about the global elite, we're not talking about governments. Each and every senator, with very few exceptions, each and every congressman, and I could go through state governments, whatever, they're all owned. That's not a guess. At one level or another, they are all owned. So when we talk about an elite, we are talking about the Bill Gates. We are talking about the Rothschilds. We are talking about the Rockefellers. We're not talking about Joe Biden. We're not talking about Cuomo. These are all puppets. We're talking about those who have so many billions of dollars, they've forgotten how much they actually have. These are the rulers of planet Earth. This is the corporatocracy they're trying to stuff down your throat. If you don't believe me, go look on the internet and just put in a search phrase like, how many governors, senators, or congressmen receive donations from the same donors every time they get reelected? I'm serious. Put it in. Or any other question like that. If you don't understand the need for term limits, in this country, if you don't understand the need to get money out of politics, those two things right there would reverse everything. But you're never going to see it as long as these corporatists own America. I'm not joking. America isn't a country. It isn't even a union. As of 1871, it's a company, and we don't own it. They do.
Well, ownership is 9/10 of the law, right?
That's right. Well, not ownership is 9/10 of the law. It's possession.
Okay.
And we possess it.
That's right.
That is the light.
And how do we maintain possession? How do we tell them no and really mean it, Roger?
Well, there are mechanisms.
Some of which are?
Nullification.
Okay.
Nullification means, and I said this earlier, if you do anything that is against either the Constitution of the United States or our state's Constitution, we can nullify it. We don't have to abide by it. That is not a guess. That's constitutional. So the federal government, if they stomp in there and say, we're taking over, we're sending troops in because you're revolting, at that point, tyranny has reached a point where you will see civil war in this country.
Oh, okay. So there's the second option. One is to get the governors to
nullify.
And I don't know how many governors out there are willing to do that.
Well, it's not the governors. Nullification is basically the voice of the people. The governor will have no choice if a preponderance of the citizens.
Don't tell Newsom that. They're getting ready to put this on the ballot to yank this guy out of office.
Okay, case in point, you just proved my point. This guy's being a total tyrant. What did they do? They did one of the other things that I was about to mention, okay? They said, guess what? You're being recalled. You're not doing what we wanted you to do, so we're going to put somebody in there that will. That's the second mechanism. Between those two, we have the power to literally reformulate politics in America. The question is, can we eradicate enough programmed ignorance so that enough people understand this, that it becomes a predominant issue instead of a hidden issue?
Well, and the more people are informed, the more the American people learn. And, you know, this is a tough nut because, you know, it's been said the bigger the lie, the more people are going to believe it. And the more you repeat the lie, the more people are going to believe it. People don't want to believe. Forget the evidence right in front of their face. They don't want to believe that the government, the United States government, is taking a predominant role in the dissolution of red, white, and blue and Chevrolet and apple pie.
They don't want to believe. Look, if you, not so much today, but say a year ago, if you went to anybody and told them half of the things we're saying, the first two things that come out of their mouth would be, look, that can't be true. Our government would never do that to us. And the second one is, if that was actually true, our news would tell us about this. So what you're looking at is an absolute, you just flunked. You failed every question. First off, the amount of stuff that the government doesn't tell you would fill up 1,000 more volumes than you actually have access to. Okay? That's not a joke. That's an absolute fact from somebody who lived inside that system for generations. Okay? I do understand. So look, it is not, okay, the power of the government. The power of the government right now is what people fear. This is exactly the opposite of reality. It is supposed to be the power of the people the government fears. And they have turned that on its butt. And there are too many willing people out there to go along with it. Why? To get that extra $1,000 a month so they can sit back and do absolutely nothing. The amount of people who will take that football and run with it, these are the people that should honestly deserve the name traitors.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, I don't, you know, I'm watching people like AOC come out and on the border issue, you know, oh, this is racism. Oh, no, it's racism. And I'm looking at this creature. She is in our government. Why is she still there? Has not enough come out of this woman's mouth that she'd be excused immediately
from being a representative in our government?
If you take a look at her constituency, she fits in like a hand in a glove. She comes from a part of New York where it's so blue. When you say red, they go, what?
Back in 2004, I was up there for the Republican National Convention. And I was suited up, and I had my Fox News badges on. I could have went on the floor of the big doings up there. But I decided, no, I don't want to get that damn close to George Bush. I might reach out and smack him. But at any rate, yeah, people walking down the street and seeing those Fox News tags, yeah, I got a flavor of the political climate in New York City. Brother, did I ever. All right, we'll take this break, finish up this short segment coming up. Greatly appreciate Roger Landry coming up with plenty of notice, at least 4 seconds.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. Something happening here, folks. It's a political coup in a country, and that doesn't happen in America, does it, Roger? That happens to foreign countries.
It's not a political coup in America, although you're not wrong. There is a political coup occurring in America. It's a political coup globally. If you take a look at what's happening in Great Britain, they probably got it worse than us. Take a look at Canada. Take a look at... I could go on and on and on. No. This is a global political coup. It is not a global pandemic. If it was a global pandemic, there are far too many questions after a year that should have been answered after the first week, and they're not.
Yeah. Like keeping everybody that has differing opinions and views on the very subject, you're not allowed to see them. Like you're not allowed to see in Germany, in France, in Canada. All over the world, people are falling out in the streets in protest. You don't see any of that film footage at 11, do you? No, you're not.
Yeah, well, the only place you see it is on alternative sites, right. And there are a few places where you can host videos now that won't take them down if they're about vaccines or if they're about...
Well, now that sounds like a wonderful idea and maybe the basis for a project.
Oh, you know what? I've been thinking about that myself.
Hmm. Well. Let's see what we can accomplish on that front, huh?
Let's add that to our to-do list.
By the way,
and for anybody out there, hold on, for anybody out there wondering what he keeps talking about every time I come on this
every
show.
Every damn time, without fail.
If you stop to consider that if I come on this show next week, nobody will be guessing anymore.
Well, but I had some very bad news from our Michigander friend that said this.
No. What did I just say? Now, hold on a second.
Okay, I'm holding.
Next week, right?
Yeah.
If you take a look, that's next week. And yes, this can be done next week. It absolutely can. So don't say it can't.
No, for technical reasons, it was pushed back 48 hours.
Yeah, and actually the 5th or the 6th, somewhere in there. So what I'm telling you is that we may be making a very big announcement on your show middle or slightly after the middle of next week. And no, I won't say any more than that.
Okay, I'm just hoping this happens before I die of old age.
Okay, so tomorrow, right?
You're filling in for me. I'll be dead by tomorrow. I shouldn't make dead jokes on top of Rick Adams. You know, but folks, you know, I was even thinking about that, Roger. We've had many good people pass. And are we feeling badly for ourselves, or are we feeling badly for the people that pass?
Yes,
yeah.
Because it doesn't matter if you put any value in that individual at all. Part of you thinking about them is putting yourself in their place. That is part of mourning anybody. That is part of respecting what someone did after they passed.
Yeah.
Putting yourself in their place. So, yes, it's both.
Well, next week, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. I'm going to let you tell me when the announcement can be made, and then I will invite you on air, and we'll make the announcement. How's that?
Well, you're the media director, so you have to be in on that.
Now, you're giving out more clues, more than I ever had.
I said that 2 months ago on your show.
You did?
Yes.
I'll have to pull up the clip. Roger, thank you. Appreciate it very much. Tell Ralph I said hey.
It's always a pleasure.
All right.
And you're one of the few people I would jump on 4 seconds before the show.
Well,
you are one of those people.
Well, I wasn't going to ask you until you started making noises, and I thought, why not? It's Wednesday.
Have a good day.
You too, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Second hour coming up. The announcement is going to be made next week. Whew. Oh, I've been saying that now for 10 months. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.